For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Welcome.
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. And tonight's Casamigos Big Shot of the Night goes to the Bread Man. You just heard Marco with the update. The Rangers win, and Artemi Panarin has 3 points, goes out there tonight, opens up the scoring, ends the scoring. Panarin scored twice, had an assist to give him 82 points. It's the fourth time in 5 seasons with the Rangers that he scored at least 80. The Rangers have 40 wins. They are a wagon. They are what we thought they were. Will they win the Stanley Cup? I don't know about that. Keith McPherson on the Fan, call me up. It's open mic time. Let's get it. 877-337-6666. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. Mostly sports, but I'll give you some advice. Life advice, dating advice, DJ advice, hosting advice, resume advice. Who knows? Who knows what's going to come through the phone? Shout out to the good folks on TikTok. Shout out to the young folks watching me on TikTok. I appreciate y'all. Building over there. I mean, I don't go on enough. Like I said, when TikTok first started, it was wild creepy, like to catch a predator vibes with some of the content they were forcing on me. But boy, has it morphed in the last 5-6 years. It is now a place where anything can happen. It is now a place where everyone should be if you think that you want to market yourself, if you want to build a brand, build your following. It just exposes you to so many different people. And I always say, I don't have Twitch. I don't have SNY. I don't have CBS Sports Network filming me while I'm on air for 5 hours. The least I could do is fire up my iPhone and go live on my TikTok platform for a couple hours, and we've been doing that now since around 10 o'clock. I'll keep it rolling till 12. Let's keep the show rolling with my guy Joe in Rutherford, Jay Schmeezy, Bleacher Creatures on both sides of the phone.
What's up, my man? What's good, Keith?
Man, hanging out. Another 5 hour show. This is the last hour. It's a sprint. Blessed to be here. Getting ready for the season, talking all sports. What you got for us, bro?
Listen, there's still, like, your performance from opening day last year is, like, people are not, like, recognizing.
I'm taking off this year because I was not planning on showing up here and not being able to talk. Like, I lost my voice because it was just that turned up. Opening day and the New York Yankees. And, you know, we show up there like 8, 9 in the morning. It's a long day.
You know, there's people that, like, root for the Yankees. But there's people that root for the Yankees. And you are on that side of it. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, I don't go in there and be quiet. I don't understand how people go in there and just watch silently. I'm yelling the entire game. I'm yelling the whole time, especially opening day, because I feel like a animal let out of the cage. I'm like, all right, I'm back in my element. Like, let's go, Yanks.
Keith, help me understand. Like, when did you know that like there was going to be a next level? Because there's a lot of people that would be in your situation, you know what I mean, that would have gave up. Like, how did you stay so persistent?
Faith in God, first and foremost. I just had a call with my grandmother over the weekend where I thanked her for making me go to church when I was young. I thanked her for putting the Bible in my hands when I didn't even know what it was. When I was young, I used to get sent to Jacksonville, Florida, to like the hood of Jacksonville, Florida, which was a huge culture shock coming out of Ocean Township, New Jersey, in the Jersey Shore area, going down there. And I didn't understand why I was sent down there for 2-3 months, but I started to pray and I started to go to church and I started to learn. And man, that stuck with me, and it sticks with me right now, all through the journey. So, you know, when I struggled in life, I always fell back on my faith. I always fell back on my faith in God and God's plan for me. So even when, man, it sucked, even when I was broke, even when people counted me out, even when people disrespected me, discriminated against me, I knew, you know, I was heavily favored, and I would ultimately win. So I had to keep going, you know. Just in my head, I just always knew God had a plan for me, and I still feel that way. So that was the main thing. Like, it ain't over. It's not done. This isn't, you know, God didn't bring me this far just to bring me this far. Like, you got to keep going. And I've always known through stories in the Bible and different things, like, God is testing you. And sometimes, you know, God puts the strongest struggles or the toughest struggles on his strongest warriors and things like that. Like, all of these experiences molded me to make me who I am. So I always just kept pushing, bro, because I have the utmost belief in myself and God.
Do you ever feel like slighted that Jackson has like been so far pushed ahead that you've ever been? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I said, man, it's like, I'm jealous of my son, but I'm happy to hook it up for him. Cause I'm like, I just look at his life already. Even the fact that like people listening to WFAN call, like, how's your son? How's Jackson? People that have never met him, he's already well received. I'm like, bro, you are gonna have it made. But I'm going to raise you and I'm going to teach you right from wrong and morals and like how to carry yourself so that you're not a spoiled brat. But yes, it's twofold. Part of me as a dad looks at, you know, the care that he has for me and his mom and family members and, you know, all the support he has around him and the toys and the clothes and the things that he has, where I'm jealous. But then the other part of me as a dad is like, no, I'm happy to hook it up for him. This is what I'm supposed to do. I waited this long so that I could give my son the best life possible. I want him to have an advantage. I want him to have a better life than me. I don't want him to struggle like I struggled.
Well, listen, you know, there's people that are on this radio station, but I know there's only one person on April 5th. When I get to the bodega, then I'm going to go back and I'm going to see, and it's going to be you. And I can't wait. I can't wait for opening day.
You know where I'm not hard to find. You know where to find me. I'll try and keep a low profile now because the speakeasy is no longer a speakeasy. And I don't have a low profile now. But, you know, like, man, how many years running in it? Like, opening day is a holiday. Happy New Year with the Bleacher Creatures. You know where I'm going to be.
I love you, brother. Yeah, listen, other people talk about it, but you be about it, all right? I'll talk to you later, Keith.
Appreciate you, Joe. 877-337-6666. My boy Jay Schmeezy, Bleacher Creature. And the guy has the best tailgate at Giants Stadium. He is a chef. He cooks it up. I'm talking, you could pull up behind the steps. I forget what section it is. Maybe it's B, I don't know, B5 or something like that in the parking lot. He's making pizza, wings, burgers, got the condiments on deck. I'm looking forward to the next Giants, you know, hosting the Dallas Cowboys early in the season when it's warm to pull up on my boy Jay Schmeez. I'm glad that we don't have any more of those like cold November, December Dallas games over at MetLife. It's a way better vibe to get the like September game when it's warm in East Rutherford. Let's go up to the Bronx, talk to Val. Val, you're on the fan. You got it.
Yes, what's up, my man? What's going on, King?
You know, holding it down, open mic time. We kind of just open the conversation up for whatever you guys want to do.
You always got it going on. You always got it going on, man. Yo, you said something. I got some things I want to talk to you about with Ohtani, Yamamoto, and a little Yankee point. But you said something earlier with that Caleb Williams. Yo, Reggie Bush got to be sitting down right now talking about, really, man, where's my trophy, son?
Bro, like,
these dudes is getting money and...
USC.
Like, I still don't have my bronze sitting on my mantle, dog. Like,
he went to USC, you know, and they were mad that he was just trying to make sure his parents were taken care of.
Chris Webber's like, you know, and all them dudes back in Michigan was like, y'all was getting on us for socks, son. And these dudes is pulling out $10 million in two
Man,
years.
The like, NCAA is dead ass wrong, and they know it. The NCAA, for a long time, was just backwards business. I was in it. I was in it as a student athlete. It just never really made sense. And now they're making way more than sense. They're making dollars. These kids are millionaires.
The minute you said it, my mind went straight to them too. I was like, wow, they got to be sitting down like, son, yo, and the amount of money that people made off of them, let alone crying about, anyway, that's another story altogether.
To throw it in there, Ohio State, Marvin Harrison Jr., Marvin Harrison's son, who obviously his dad was an NFL player, he was talking about going back to Ohio State this year if he didn't like the team that would potentially draft him, because he's got another year of eligibility and he's already made like $4 or $5 million. At Ohio it's State, the players were getting in trouble for selling their jerseys. The players were getting in trouble for exchanging merchandise for tattoos.
Young kids these days. That's why you got young Josh talking about stocks. But but to get into why I really wanted to talk to you on the phone tonight, a couple of things really quickly. Yo, the Yamamoto, I want to stop this conversation because I had to put it out of my mind also. Like, I hear people saying things like, well, you had, like, and when I say people, I mean as far as Yankee fans and Mets fans, saying things like, well, you had money for Yamamoto. How come you don't have it for this guy? How come you don't have it for that? Some of what you were talking about just now between Ohtani and Yamamoto kind of also alludes to the fact that any team that was getting them was also getting that windfall of all the extra and excess money that just those two. Because if you really project, we already know Ohtani from the historic kind of crazy things that he was doing already and is projected to do over the course of his career. The moments that project or the future moments that they have or could have over the course of their career, and to have them in those uniforms, the amount of extra money that they're going to be bringing in, not just from the Los Angeles market, but from the Japanese market, all that extra stuff, it's going to make all that money like
easily.
Just, like,
they already lead the league in attendance.
As a matter of fact, I almost want to know what happens with. Like, the years after that, when they're paying the deferred money, how does that count against the salary cap? Because that might be a way that they might be getting over. And I bet when the weather meters come around and the owners sit down, that contract is going to be something that's going to be discussed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but, like, the Dodgers, they're selling those 17 and 18 jerseys easily. They always sell out. Now
it's
everybody's
that,
got season tickets. Dodger Stadium is in LA where these people can afford
it's
it. It's always
that.
Packed.
There's a bunch of also corporate money, like advertising money, marketing money, all kinds of other stuff that just gets thrown into that. And if I could just make one more point, Yankee-wise, that stuff you're talking about, yo, I wish you would keep bringing it out some more. People need to understand. I said it when he first got here. I said it when the talk with the whole, the Mets are just going to swoop in and all of that. Hey, yo, everybody, understand, we have the first hand at the table as far as the negotiating because we get a chance to sport homeboy for a year.
Facts.
And show him what life as a New York Yankee in the New York Yankees. And understand this, every employee on the Yankee team right now has high stakes. People are looking like everybody's either in contract years. Everybody has something to prove. Everybody is trying to, like, audition to be part of what looks like could be a beautiful spot to be in. All of this is, like, it's everybody from Cashman right down. Even Boone is in a contract here. Yo, understand, we have the first negotiating table right now. We get a chance to sport. If we blow out this season, everything is beautiful next year. We get top rights on whatever we want. So that's all this talk with, like, Soto going. Yo, let's concentrate on what happens in 2024. Let's make this a monster season. Cole and Judge already know what time it is. Everybody else has reasons. All our employees are go. Stakes are high. Let's get it.
Great and call, stop- Val. I mean, I would let him keep going, but my show's going to end. I echo a lot of that, and it's pretty much what I'm saying about the Yankee culture, the Yankee vibe. It's been 15 years. The pressure is on, but pressure they say can burst pipes, but pressure also can create diamonds. There's a lot of guys playing for their careers. There's a lot of guys in the prime of their careers. There's a lot of guys that were on this Yankee team last year that want to erase 82-80 from their mind. Like, iron sharpens iron. Having the best of the best brings out the best. The competition level is going to be raised. I really feel like the word aura should be used with this Yankee team. They already look like they have the right aura. We say vibe and mojo and swag and energy. They lacked that last year when they were scoring three runs. They lacked that last year when they were getting beat by bums like the Rockies and the Nationals, like the Royals. That's done. That's done. And Juan Soto gets to come over here for this year, for this prove-it year. And I think he's going to be enamored. We know the money's got to be up there. Hal Steinbrenner's got to match the greatest offer. And if it's Steve Cohen matching the greatest offer, if you're deciding between going to Queens and who knows what the Mets are going to be and staying with the Yankees and the money's the same, it's not much of a conversation, bros. I'm sorry. You guys can have that conversation on Twitter. It just doesn't really play well on air. Frank is in Baldwin, New York. Next up on the Fan. Go for it, Frank.
KMVP, good evening. How you doing, my friend?
I keep forgetting to use that KMVP line. I'm writing that down. Thanks.
I think you and Evan in the afternoon will be amazing. You got you root for the Jets or Giants? I forgot.
Neither.
Oh, Dallas.
The measly Jerry Joneses.
Yeah, Jerry World.
Sucks.
Here we go. let me ask you about your cat. Do you have cat insurance?
I don't have cat insurance. Yeah, what do you mean? Like life insurance on the cat?
You can get cat insurance through many places. AARP has it, and even the vets offer it. Like $26-$30 a month, and you'll save a lot of money down the road. Like,
I don't know. I don't want to think about that because, like,
yeah,
my wife put the cat in my life, and I just, like, when I randomly have the thought about the cat not living forever, it already hurts.
Right, and when your cat, say, needs a surgery, and it's $2,800 and $800 for the overnight stay, and he's got to wear a thing on his face for a month, and all that money, you know, you really start to think, So I'm telling you, cat insurance is the way to go. It covers like 80%. You can look it up. You could get a good deal for like $25 a month.
All right, I guess I got to now. You put the worry on me.
Yeah, my cat got died. My cat was sick twice. First, he got a black. You have a boy cat or a girl? Oh, a girl cat, right?
A girl, yes.
Yeah, mine had a boy.
Was that your
mine
cat?
Mine was a boy.
That's your cat meowing on cue?
No.
Who is that?
Nope. I think that's your boy there. Yes. Anyway.
That's Connor playing with me. I'm like, where the hell? I'm like, no way. Is your cat right next to you? What are you doing to him?
It's just expensive. My cat had a bladder problem. That was almost $3,000 and the overnight stay. And then he got diabetes. And
I'm sorry, man.
$8.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just so I learned, now I have two more. So cat insurance all the way. So now, as far as the Mets go, I don't understand. You know, if the Mets are winning, people are going to come to the stadium to watch the game. You're going to make more money, correct?
Right.
So, I mean, why would you not go out and sign a guy like Montgomery?
They think they can win. They think they can win with the guys they have.
I don't know.
David Stern says they expect to win. They think this can be a playoff team. They think they're going to win games.
But we don't even know you have a legit number one starter. You really can't say that, you know, Senga's number one. He only pitched 1 year.
Yeah, I saw Fangraphs has the Mets rotation as the sixth worst in the league, and I think that was before Kodai Senga went down. So now what are they?
Yeah, and I mean, this Montgomery's a no-brainer. You got to go out and do that. I just don't understand what the problem is. I mean, if you can get...
They're not
going to
go after Montgomery. They were pursuing Julio Teheran before he signed with the Orioles this week. I had Tim Britton on at 8:15 who said they've been keeping tabs on Michael Lorenzen and someone else. I'll have to pull that article up. But they're not looking to spend, and they're also not looking to give the years that Jordan Montgomery's trying to sign for right now.
Well, Trevor Bauer said he'll play for $1 million plus incentives on any team. I mean, there you go. If you want to try somebody, go for Bauer.
Trevor Bauer put out a video this week of himself versus Marty Mush, who actually joined Evan and Tiki. He's a Barstool guy, and I don't think it helped his cause. I don't think it helped people think that he's going to return and be a dominant force in Major League Baseball, because a regular average Joe Schmo was able to put bat to ball on him. I haven't watched the video. I saw a little bit of talk about it online, and I'm like, I don't think that helped his case.
Well, listen, I think the Mets have a good bullpen. I think what he did with the bullpen, he's got a lot of strength in that bullpen, and that's important. You know, takes a lot of pressure off the starters, but like going back to Montgomery, you know, if you don't have the starters, what good is it? You got your, you know, long man in the second inning, and then your bullpen's burnt out for the week. You got to go on a 3-4 game losing streak. You know?
Yeah, but we don't know. Thanks for the call, Frank, and the advice on the cat insurance. We don't know, and that's why we're going to watch, and that's why we take this day by day, series by series, week by week, month by month, and we have shows all day into the night, 24/7, on the Fan to react and take your calls and pound the table and say, hey, they need a trade for a starter. They should have signed this guy. And the other name that was in the article in The Athletic from Tim Britton was Mike Clevinger. So quietly today we heard that David Stearns was pursuing Aroldis Chapman before he signed with the Pirates. And even though he came out to tell Mets fans that they're going to stick with the depth they have in their rotation with Tyler McGill, Jose Buto, and Joey Lucchese, quietly they have checked on and kept tabs on Michael Lorenzen and Mike Clevinger. So maybe one of those guys pops up in the next couple weeks before we get to opening day. Keith McPherson on the Fan. It's open mic time. I have calls ranging from St. John's to the Giants to the Yankees, the Mets. So whatever you guys want to talk about. I just, you know, was talking about my cat insurance and my belief in God. We can do that. KM to AM returns right after this.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Don't you love that beat? Like, that beat is all-time classic. All-time banger. Nas is like Queens. Keith McPherson on the Fan, another 5 hour KM to AM, live on the TikToks, live on New York radio, the greatest city in the world and the greatest sports talk station ever created. Let's get back to you. Let's get back to your calls. 877-337-6666. We're talking about everything and anything. It's open mic time on the Fan. I'm just going in the order that you guys called. So, first up, Howie is in Mahopac, New York, on the Fan in New York.
Hey, thank you, and good evening. And thank you for your service. You mentioned a few things that reminded me that I was told a long time ago. God didn't carry me this far so he could drop me on my head.
Yeah,
and I get everything that you said.
And for anyone listening, you need to realize that, because there's a lot of times you get low in life and you think, oh, this is it, this is rock bottom. Nah, God is preparing you for something, and that's great that you said that, because I almost forgot that I said that, right? God didn't bring us this far to only bring us this far. There's always more.
Absolutely. And one other thing, and I'll get to my point. My parents, I was from the Bronx Projects. My parents are from Little Italy and Arthur Avenue, and they once told me, be grateful for what you have, not what you don't have, and be lucky you don't get what you deserve.
Yeah, you know, someone always has it worse than you. They say if we all put our problems into a circle in the middle and you saw everybody else's, you'd want yours back.
Absolutely. I'm a diehard Giants fan. I got a question. Hypothetically, next year the Giants have another bad year, 6-11, whatever. Is there any chance that Bill Belichick's phone will ring to coach the Giants, possibly? And if so, and he says yes, do you think he would call up Superman to be his linebackers coach?
Nah. It's a great thought to have, to bring back that old Giants feel. Brian Daboll beat Bill Belichick this year. And Bill Belichick's going to want to come in and fire Joe Shane. And LT said he doesn't even watch football unless it's on in like a bar or something. So he's not interested in being a coach.
Right. So, okay. That's what I got. And thank you for your service.
God bless. Thanks for the call, Howie. And I'm working, man. I guess it's service. I guess I'm doing a service to some. And, you know, spreading the word. I'm in service to the Lord. but not even trying to preach, yo. That's one thing about me. I'm not preachy. I wear a cross around my neck. I understand that some people are not religious. I don't try and push my religion on people. I'm not even really religious. I don't even try and push my faith on people. But when people ask me, like, serious questions, like, how did you do it? Or, like, you know, what keeps you going? I pray when I wake up in the morning. I pray before I put a piece of food in my mouth. I pray when I go to sleep at night, just thankful that I made it home. So I feel like God has had his hand in my entire life. And maybe you don't feel like that, but maybe you need to feel like that. I feel like as human beings, we need a higher power. We need to latch on to something. Maybe you just believe in the universe. Maybe you believe in Allah. Maybe you believe in whatever you believe in. But I feel like as human beings, you can't possibly think all of this is going on and all of us are just freely happening and floating around without there being some type of man upstairs or woman upstairs. Josh is in the Bronx. Josh, you're back on the Fan.
Well, Keith, I got to tell you, I can't wait for you to go down the spring training and experience that, you know, that spring training hospitality and everything, and, you know, seeing the players firsthand down there when they come up north and everything. Get ready, get set. Pretty soon it's going to be February 29th. I mean, a quarter of a day for 4 years before we get to this point in time. Just because the Earth goes around the sun, you know, like life is a cycle, you know, and like, you know, this could be the time for the Yankees and for the Mets and for the New York teams now. I mean, you know, you're talking about faith in God and everything. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything shall be added unto you. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to check in and drop in something. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh, and well done. Yeah, you got to believe. You got to believe in something. And a lot of us believe in our teams and believe in our fandom and have faith that this could be the year. When you get into sports as a kid, as a child, a lot of times you roll with the winners, and that's why they call, you know, people like myself, you're a front runner, you're a bandwagon fan. Okay, I guess. I just started watching the TV, and I wasn't going to pick the team that sucked. I watched the team that won, and it looked like fun, and I wanted to wear the same logo as those guys. And I stayed down, and I always say, stay down till you come up, and we hope that every year we come up. Dan is in Middletown, New Jersey, hoping that his team comes up this year.
Hey, Keith, how are you?
I'm like, what happened there? Did you say that twice, or was that an echo?
So my phone just, I just got the new update on my phone. So I'm still trying to figure out the new call thingy, like the new call screen.
Okay.
So, some issues there. But I tell you, a great win for the Rangers tonight. Rempe, that kid is something special.
Rempe, I didn't really get to watch the whole game, but did Rempe actually get to play? Okay, I'm looking at him right now on the re-air. Tell me about him. It's not just him fighting and having a black eye. What did he do on the ice that made you say he's something special, besides being a 6'7 monster?
So what I like is that he's so good at being able to play the puck in deep and generate chances. That Edstrom, Goodrow, and Rempe line really did a great job tonight at generating chances. They didn't get anything because, for some reason, whenever Elvis Merzlikins plays the Rangers, he looks like a Vezina winner, which still blows my mind because he's one of the worst goalies in hockey, statistically at least.
Yeah.
But they did a good job tonight.
I mean, they're supposed to beat Columbus at home. They beat them 4-1, and they keep stacking wins, 40 wins. Impressive. Before we get to March.
I will say this. 4-1 is a little bit of a deceiving score because they got two empty netters
right in
the final minute. So the one thing that really concerns me about the Rangers is that when Mika Zibanejad is in 5-on-5, Fox Zibanejad, and at times Panarin, these guys can't generate anything. Like, Mika's been kind of a ghost on the top line about the past month and a half. He's had the occasional power play goal, but it just feels like there are times where he's invisible on the ice, and it's tough when that's what happens with your top line center. I'd honestly consider moving Panarin, Trocheck, and Loft to your top line because it is their best line.
You think Peter Laviolette is considering that?
I don't know. The one thing that Zibanejad does well, he's a good defensive center, so he's good against the top line's opposing center, but Trocheck might be the best center on the team right now.
The Rangers have so many guys. That's what I always say about them. They have so many dogs. They have so many guys that can play well. They're a wagon, and that's a good problem to have.
Oh, definitely. And then a little bit of Giants. Do you think they end up drafting a quarterback? I think Daniel Jones might be.
I think you have to.
The one of the worst quarterbacks in the league. I don't feel confident in him going into next year.
He's one of the worst in the league. He might be one of the worst in the league at staying on the field, but all these quarterbacks get banged up. I think, you know, it's just tough to rate him. It's tough to, put him up there. He had one good year last year, and you can knock that year by saying he only threw 15 touchdowns or 2 years ago, and that got him the bag because of a technicality, right? A new regime comes in that did not pick up his rookie option. I think he's got the size, I think he can throw the football. I think he can run the football. But is he going to run the football the same with these injuries, a neck injury coming off an ACL? Is he going to be more inclined to stay in the pocket and try and do it with his arm? Is he going to have the weapons to throw to do it with his arm? Is he going to have the protection? Like, there's just so many questions around Daniel Jones. I don't believe a word out of Joe Shane's mouth when they talk about Daniel Jones as if they don't need another quarterback.
They 100% do. And the anecdote I say about Jones, I've watched the guy play for 5 years. Never once has he played an elite or a really good defense and beaten them himself. And that's a damning statement because when you talk about franchise quarterbacks, Mahomes consistently beats elite defenses. Josh Allen consistently beats elite defenses. Rodgers.
Cam Newton was talking about the difference between a game manager and a game changer. The quarterbacks that rise above and beat defenses like Pat Mahomes, complete game changer. Thanks for the call, Dan. 877-337-6666. We got to take another break, but I think this is my last break. If you're on hold, stay on hold. Keith McPherson on the Fan. We'll be back after this. Yeah. Here we go. My last, 6-7 minutes here on the Fan tonight. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for watching on TikTok, writing me on Twitter. And as I always like to do, shout out to the people that just kick back, relax, and listen to the show and never, ever call. Just don't want to be on air. Don't want to call in. But they listen to 5 minutes or 5 hours, and I appreciate you guys all the same. I got 4 calls to get. First call is going to Zach and Monroe, because Zach's friend is watching live on TikTok and said, go to my boy Zach. What's up, Zach? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yeah.
So real quick, I just wanted to shout out St. John's. Huge win tonight against Butler. Hopefully they're still able to get into the tournament at large. But to get to my point, I want to talk about Jason Dominguez. See that he's progressing really well in his in like his off-season rehabilitation. And honestly, if they can get him pre-All-Star break, I think that would be huge. Having him in center or wherever they might play him in the outfield, I think is huge. And then having Verdugo's bat on the bench just is better for the team overall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because then you have...
He's coming back before the All-Star break for sure. Like, unless he has a setback, he's way ahead of schedule.
Yeah, of course, which is honestly, bro, like, that's great, too, because then, like, you know, it just makes the whole lineup deeper, you know, like, you know, the lineup is deep as it is, like, especially in the outfield, you know, like, with Soto, Verdugo, Judge, and then, you know, you have Stan, who lost a bunch of weight, he could play in the outfield, too, you know, and then him coming back is huge, even though Trent Grisham is somebody who I think gets overlooked with his defense, and he hit a nuke in the first game.
Oh, yeah,
of the,
I think a three-run bomb, and the Yankees now fixed an issue that they had last year. They didn't have enough major league caliber outfielders. Now they have more than enough.
Exactly. And honestly, I couldn't have said it better, because this is the last thing I'll say, though, is they had players like Jake Bowers and Billy McKinney playing for them early in the season. Now we have players like Soto, Verdugo, and hopefully Jason Dominguez playing in their position. Keith, thanks for your time, man.
Yes, sir. IKF. Oswaldo Cabrera, Franchi Cordero, you guys know, we go through the list. Willie Calhoun could not play the field. Let's go to Bill out in Long Beach Island, LBI. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Keith, what's going on, pal? You know what? Number one, I enjoy the heck out of your show. I listen to the fan pretty much all day. I'm a traveling salesman, whether I'm in my car or at home. But, you know, it blows me away. When I have a little bit of free time, I've been watching these Trevor Bauer podcasts, and I know it's on his show, and he's going to come in a good light. But, like, I keep hearing these things about Blake Snell, and it's going to blow the Yankees way out of the cap. And this guy's willing to work for league minimum with incentives. I can't understand why they wouldn't just do that.
Yeah,
right. I mean, and I know he comes with a lot of baggage. Don't get me wrong, but it, I mean, I don't know. The only thing I can think is this a bad environment for him?
No.
Does he belong in like Milwaukee or something? I don't know.
I think it's twofold. I don't think the headache that could potentially come with employing a guy that people look at as a sexual abuser. I don't think they want that, even if it is for league minimum. And I also don't think that they look at him as the Cy Young winner he once was. I also don't think they look at him as better than some of their young depth options that they already have. Bill, thanks for the call. We're running low on time. Sam is in Queens. Sam, you're on the Fan. Sam, hey.
How's it going?
What's up, Sam?
How's it going? Listen, keep it short and sweet. We got to talk Johnny's here.
Three in a row.
I mean, three in a row. Three is huge.
Responded to Rick Pitino calling him out.
I mean, are we banking on Nova losing a couple big games this weekend? I mean, is that what's really?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't know who's banking on that.
I got to bank on one of them. I mean, I got to. I got to believe in something.
That they lose one or two.
Are they not playing like? They're playing Seton Hall, I think, in Jersey this week.
If they're playing them at Prudential Center, that might be an L coming up.
I mean, we need at least one there, and then, I mean, we got to win out. But we're playing against bottom feeders here, so we can't lose those. But, I mean, do we see a shot where Rick Pitino takes this team that, you know, 2 weeks ago just embarrassed them in front of a national audience? Like, is he taking this team to the dance?
Maybe that is part of the plot and the storyline. Thanks for the call, Sam. Last call of the night will go to Jonathan, all the way out in Los Angeles, California.
Hey, how's it going, Keith? Really started listening to your show, and let me tell you, man, I'm going to be a regular, bro. Really love the show, especially because it's Yankee, lots of Yankees talk. Really love it, man.
Thanks, man.
Also, bro, one question, two questions really quick. So I'm decided to go to Houston. I'm really fortunate to go to Houston for the opening day.
Nice.
And I'm planning to take my six-year-old son. I want to ask you, you think that's a good idea or a bad idea? My girl right here thinks, oh, my God, you're crazy because, of course, we're going to go to, you know, enemy territory. But I want to see what you got to say about that. Also, one more thing. I actually have hope that the Yankees, I don't know, call me crazy, that the Yankees are actually going to sign Blake Snell. Every morning I wake up, hopefully, I think Snell's just going to, instead of getting nothing, he'd just rather get paid $25, $27 million and just sign with us, man. But I listen to you on the other side, brother. But great show, bro. Thank you.
Jonathan, thanks. I don't know. I think I'm going to bring my son to his first game this year, and he's going to be in a suite somewhere. But he's a baby. He's going to be freshly won. A six-year-old kid wearing a Yankees jersey. You wearing a Yankees jersey in Houston? I don't know about that. Just keep your head on a swivel out there. I don't know what they're like. I've never been to Houston. I've never been to Minute Maid Park. And I know Yankee fans are going to keep hope alive for Blake Snell to be a Yankee until he signs elsewhere. But that ship has sailed for me. I'm ready to roll with the guys we've got. And that's all the time I've got. C-Mac is coming up next. Call him with your Yankee thoughts, your Mets thoughts, Daniel Jones, Mecole Hardman, and combine talk, and spring training, and is Jalen Brunson going to be all right? Are the Knicks going to ever get whole and make a run to the Eastern Conference? Well, you guys know what to do. Keith McPherson on the Fan, KM to AM. That's another one in the books. I'll be back tomorrow after the Nets game. Goodbye.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.